Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Melissa Gorga, who talks all about the brand new season of the hit Bravo show, her marriage struggles, and what she really thinks of Teresa's new man.
I know that you moved recently. We're no longer neighbors because I think we lived right around the corner from each other.
I know. I'm not that far, though. I only moved like 10, 15 minutes away. So.
Oh, nice. Nice. Are you enjoying your new home?
I am. We're actually in a rental right now. And because we're, Joe and I, you know, we built. So we're building a house. We got the property and we're doing a whole renovation and making our own house. Of course, I wanted to go and just like buy a house, but Joe can't do it because he doesn't want to buy anyone else's work. He wants to do it himself. So we're going to do it. We just designed it and we're going to start building it from the ground up. And we didn't go far. We're going to be right in Franklin Lakes. Right. So we didn't like go to California. Everyone wants to know if we're in California. We're in Franklin Lakes, guys. We didn't go that far. We went back to where we came from, to be honest. When we got married, we were in Franklin Lakes. We had Antonia in Franklin Lakes, and then we ended up moving to Montville, and now we're back. So,
well, it's a beautiful, beautiful town. So, congratulations!
Thank you.
Thank you. So fun. So, how are you feeling? You know, we are about to premiere this next season. I watched the first episode, and we start off with a bang. But you know, I asked Jackie yesterday, how are you feeling going into the season, and then how are you feeling now that it's pretty much done?
I mean, I think it was the first year because listen, I've been on reality TV now. I've been doing this for 11 years. So I don't get exactly excited to start filming because for me, it's like back to work, back to like I like my free time. I don't have like producers telling me like, you know, timings and things. And so I'm never excited. This year I was excited because we were sitting home. It was the pandemic. It was like never leaving your house. I'm like, are we going to lunch? Is it lunchtime with the girls? Like, get me out. And you can see us in the first couple episodes, just so excited to like be anywhere. I feel like it caused excess drinking. Because we just were like, give me a drink. We can order a cocktail. Like, what's happening? We just felt like we were like locked up in caves for 4 or 5 months. So I think we were actually excited. I was like, is it time yet? Are we going to start filming yet? Like, let's go. Like, and I never say that. I'm always like, oh, just wait one more month, one more month. I was excited to film this time.
I love that. We did talk over quarantine a little bit, but you know, what was quarantine like for you guys? I mean, obviously you were home and you know, you had to, homeschool your children. You're with Joe 24/7. I mean, what was that environment like for you guys?
Different. It was different. It was like, I like my space. I'm very independent. I love being a mother. I love being a wife, but like, come on. We all just like, I wake up in the morning. I'm like, why are you all here? Like, I don't understand. Like, I like to have my coffee in peace. Mm-hmm. I like to get everyone ready and send them out first and everyone goes to school. And like, everyone was still here all the time. And I know I'm not just speaking for a lot of moms out there. It's a lot. It's a lot. And on top of it, trying to do school with them when you're a working mother and also trying to do my own thing and like helping them. And it's like gibberish to me. I'm like, I don't know what is happening here. So it was definitely rough. And with Joe and I, you know, it's like you realize like we're both very workaholics. So we're working all the time. And then, but now we were both home 24 hours a day. And I was like, we started to look at each other cross-eyed. I'm like, wow, what did you just say? Like, it was like, it's a lot of time together. And I think that it's just a reality of it for a lot of people. Listen, we had some great times. We played board games with our kids, which I feel like never happens because they're always glued to their phones. I feel like we watched movies. We did have a lot of great family time, but it was also, it brought some tensions, especially for us. And you'll see that this season. It's very raw. It's very real. It's very different this season for Joe and I, what you're going to see. And I think that we've done very good for 11 years. We're a great couple. We try really hard. We fight really hard for our family. And it's not easy to be on reality TV for 11 years and still stand strong. Yeah. And I will say we've done a really good job.
Yeah.
And we're so open and so honest about our struggles. The last, like, I would just say it got a little hard for us. Mm-hmm. And it's because of my work and the reality show. And it's not just the reality show. It's envy. It's bringing me out the door so much. Just my independence and my work independence, he struggles with. He always struggled with. But I think the last couple of years got harder. And yeah. I had a lot more going on. And it just all came out. And it comes out this season. It's real. You could tell it wasn't planned. It wasn't even like meant to be talked about. But I think the passive aggressive comments here and there, and I just exploded. And I'm just like, you're talking about me again, right? Like me.
Right, right here.
Yeah, so it was like, we just exploded. And maybe it does have to do with the quarantine and just like a lot of time. And I don't know, but I have to pat us on the back at some point, because I don't know a couple who has stayed this strong and stayed, you know, keeping their family together and happy. We really have been happy for so many years. Yeah. And we're hitting a little point here, especially over the summer. And you're going to see that.
I mean, what is his big, because Jackie said that yesterday too. Like, I think she said that, you know, Joe struggled with that. You're not the same woman that he married, because obviously you're doing so many different things. You have so many different businesses and you're kind of pulled in all different directions. I mean, what is his biggest struggle with that with you?
I think he does not like change. He doesn't want change. He doesn't want to see change. He likes things to stay the same. I think he likes that, you know, and it goes a little deeper. Like I've been with him since I'm 24 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm 40 now. So it's like, I've changed. And I feel like this is a scary part of marriage, because I'm growing. So it's either you're going to grow together or you're going to grow apart. Mm-hmm. And I think we're fighting really hard to grow together. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy. And we're just being super honest about it. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And we're struggling. But I'm not sitting here telling you that, like, I'm moving out of my house today. But we were struggling and we show it.
Are you still struggling? Or are you guys in a better place? Do you feel
I think we're fighting out of it. We're working on it, and we're working really hard. And it's not what we really want is each other. Yeah. So, and we love our kids and our family, and there's just so much history. I mean, it just take a little give and take. I'm not the same girl I was when I was 24. Mm-hmm. You know, I gave up a lot to stay home and to take care of my kids. And now my kids are more independent, and I want things back that I had when I was in college, when I was working three jobs, when I met Joe. I think he forgets who I am deep down inside. Like, the reason Joe fell in love with me is because I worked three jobs, you know? So little things like that, but you'll see that throughout the season.
Yeah. I mean, was there ever a point that you thought, oh my God, this relationship might be over? Or was that just never even an option for you guys? Because you're like, I'm fighting for this, for my marriage.
No, I'm not one of those who's in denial. I'm not one of those who will say, like, no matter what, we'll stay together, even if we're miserable. No, I don't believe in that. I do believe in fighting hard if you're in love with each other. And if you can, and if you have, you know, you have memories, you have, you know, I do believe, I'm not like, you don't throw something out the window. You work hard for it. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Are you guys nervous to watch this season back? Or do you feel like it's almost going to be helpful for you?
Yeah, I haven't felt like this in a while. Like, I feel like I haven't felt like this since season like 3 or 4, that like, I'm like stressed to watch it. Like, even when the trailer came out, we were both watching the trailer. I'm like looking at him, he's looking at me. I'm like, okay, so we went through it and we're just going to show. Like, it's definitely, and I feel like when we go down the shore, I just want to close my eyes for those 3 episodes, because it was just so raw and real. I mean, I'm happy everyone gets to see our shore house that we just built, and it's our brand new house and we just built it, and it's great, but it all kind of comes out down the shore.
Yeah. I mean, I know that obviously we see the trailer and there's always the magic of editing, so we don't really know what's going to happen. But what happened with this restaurant manager this season? Can you kind of tease that at all?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. You have to just watch and see. I can't even give you any, I can't, because I would just be giving it away.
Right. That's what I kind of figured. So we'll have to wait and see. You know what? Down the shore, it seems like you Joe and Teresa kind of get at it as well when Teresa is defending her ex Joe. I mean, were you surprised at the time that she was still defending him in those moments? Obviously, we don't know the extent of the fight, but in that moment, were you surprised that she was still defending him?
No, here's my thought on that. And I'm going to be very honest right now. You're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't. And I'm going to don't from now on. I am done. I it's like when I'm doing the right thing and you will see, I'm literally sticking up for her. We did it wrong. So guess what? To each their own. Like, I'm done sticking up for anyone. If I do the right thing, I did it wrong. So guess what? I am going to just sit back here, mind my own business and not stick up anymore for her, because it was like, I can't win. I literally sometimes just feel like I can't win. And guess what? I'm finally okay with that. And that's fine. I'm just going to say nothing anymore. And you're on your own.
I mean, then was it hard for you? Because you obviously are really good friends with Jackie, and obviously you're friends, your family with Teresa, and once their feud kind of happened this season, did you feel like you almost had to pick sides in that?
Yeah, and I hate that. I hate that, because let me tell you something, I love Jackie. Mm-hmm. She's so great. She's such a good-hearted, great girl. She's a good person, and it's hard for me because when she's arguing with my sister-in-law, I mean, that's my sister-in-law. So it's like, she's my family. She's, you know, and it's like, it puts me in a position where I can't say too much because I don't want to get anyone upset. And like, you know, there's things Jackie said too that I was like, right, that's a little harsh. And there's things Teresa said that I'm like, my God, and I'm just put in the middle of it. And I'm just like, I wish these two just almost wouldn't speak to each other, because it would make my life easier. But of course, they're both very opinionated and both have things to say. And it gets pretty bad between them. Season.
Like, yeah, Dolores said this season almost killed you guys.
I was exhausted by the time we were done filming. I'm like, goodbye. Like, I actually want to go back into quarantine. I'm cool with that. I'm cool not seeing anyone. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah. I mean, were you shocked that Teresa kind of dropped that bombshell rumor at the party? Like, had you heard of that before? Or were you like, oh my God?
No, I was completely in shock that she had said it where she said it, mm-hmm. and the way she said it, and in the setting. I mean, we were at the guy's birthday party. So it's, you know, I was shocked.
You saw the first episode, and then obviously Teresa and Jackie have this kind of standoff at Margaret's house. Did you think that Jackie crossed the line when she brought Gia into the conversation?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think that it was a terrible bring in, you know, like, it's one thing when we're talking about us, it's another thing when we bring kids in. So yeah, I feel like I never want to bring a child, or even if they're 18, whatever, however old they are. I mean, I know G is 20 now, but it doesn't matter. All of our kids to me are always off limits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have your kids watched the show back at all?
Not much. Antonia, like, the boys never. Antonia, like, is just starting to, like, watch it and like, be familiar. Like, she posted the trailer. I mean, she's just getting into it. They really could care less about the show for forever. And I would say, you know, she's finally in high school, and so she's into it a little. And obviously, this season touches on her a lot, and just her, you know, having a boyfriend and whatever it is. So she's like, oh, she's like, what's happening? Like, she's watching it, you know?
Is it fun for her, or are there any moments that you just like, we're like, we're going to fast forward through this?
Well, I think that, like, listen, I would never do anything to expose my children or to embarrass them. So I think that, yeah, she's just not invested. I can't explain it. Like, she'll, if it's there, it's fine. If it's not, it's fine. It's like, she's just very nonchalant about it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Has Joe been having a hard time with her having a boyfriend?
Yeah, like, he just doesn't get it. He just looks at us all cross-eyed, like, every time we talk about anything with Antonia and a boy, and the fact that she's a sophomore. I mean, this is when you know, it happens, and the sex talk happens. It's just a real life thing. And he gasps for air. Like, he can't even, like, he can't even say the word. Like, and it's so ridiculous. I'm like, Joe, I don't know what generation or world you think we're living in, but you better bring it together here, because this is not like how the world is right now. Like, you walk in her room now, they FaceTime. Like, for me, I used to be like, I wasn't allowed on the phone with the boy and just talking. Now they're locked in the bedroom. I'm like, hey, I'm like, what? It's basically, he's in your room when they're on FaceTime. you know?
That's so true. I never even thought of it like that. That is
I'm like, there's a boy in your room. But like, if you think about it, you know what I mean? So it's crazy. It's crazy just like how the world is now. I remember being scared if they'd call me like, can I speak to Melissa? My dad'd be like, huh? Like, it was just a phone call. They'd have to call your parents and ask to speak with you.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And your mom would get on the phone and be like, time's up. It's time to get off.
Yeah. You got to hang up the phone. It's like, okay. It's such a different world.
Would you guys say it's harder now parenting teens than it was when they were younger, or is it like bigger kids, bigger problems?
Yeah. I do think like as they get older, and like everyone used to say that to me when I had like a bunch of little toddlers and I was like, this is so hard. Oh my God. They're like, no, just wait. And it's true. Now I'm like worried about her all the time. She wants to go to parties. She needs rides. Are you in the car? Do you have your seatbelt on? Like, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, totally. I know last season you guys were talking about maybe expanding your family, maybe adoption, things like that. Is that still like after spending all this time together in quarantine, is that completely out the window?
That's completely out the window. To be honest with you, that happened to me. It was like 38, 39. Mm-hmm. I was about to turn 40. And I was like, wow. Like, I feel like I'm really hitting a point here in life where it's like, everything's about to change. And it's like, I'm going to end that part of my life and start a new one. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready to end it yet. Should we pop out one more? Like, should we keep this going? The toddler baby thing? Because I don't think I'm ready to like throw in the towel on that. And that was like the conversation. Cause I kind of felt like it's now or never. Mm-hmm. Cause once you hit 40 and I have three, it would kind of be silly to go back. So I'm like, all right, I'm 39. Do I do this or not? You know, but ultimately we didn't. And I'm actually happy I didn't. I have so much going on. I have three healthy kids. Like, I'm good. I'm good.
You're like, you know, I don't need the sleepless nights anymore.
Yeah, I'm good.
How are things with you and Jennifer this season?
You know, when we first started off, I really didn't want to see her because at the reunion, she was just so nasty and just like telling me that I was self-absorbed or something. I don't know why. Yes, I love myself and you should too. Like, I don't know. Like, I could never figure out, like, she would just find reasons to come at me and tell me that I didn't want to have a baby or whatever she would say. Just was so ridiculous. I really feel like she cannot read the room for anything. She's horrible at that. I think we come around a little bit. Yeah.
That's good. That's good to see. And obviously, you know, Teresa's in a new relationship. Have you seen a big change in her since she started dating Louie?
Not so much. No, a little bit. You know, I wish them happiness and I hope everything's great, but it's new. It's the beginning. So you never know, you know, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens.
Has it been fun hanging out with them? Like doing double dates at all?
Yeah. We went on a couple double dates. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When she was actually just getting to know him, we went on a couple double dates and stuff. So it's been nice to be able to like double date with her again, because right, we haven't done that forever.
Definitely. And the, you know, how did the Jackie and Teresa dynamic change the group this season? I mean, obviously I'm sure so many other things happened, but you know, how did that kind of set the tone for what was about to happen this season?
It happened the very first episode.
Yeah.
So the very first day of filming. So it was rough, like right off the bat, it was like, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very hard for Jackie, obviously, that rumor, you know, any cheating rumors are like a knife in your heart. So it's rough, you know, it was rough for her. So we just started off very shaky, very rough. And their relationship was doomed from literally day one. Yeah. Day one of filming, hot mess.
I'm not mess express. And then it seems like Dolores goes through some stuff this season with David. You know, I think in the first episode she says that he doesn't appreciate her the way that she should be appreciated. Do you feel that, or do you think that, you know, that they're a good match, or should she get back with Frank, even though that probably will never happen? But I think it's wishful thinking for a lot of viewers.
I think that she always has Frank to lean on, and that he'll always be there, and she's got her beautiful children and Frank. I think that I don't know, Dolores is tricky, because sometimes I'm like, I think she wants more out of David, and like any, you know, I think she's ready. And then there's other times she talks, I'm like, I don't know, I think this girl likes it like this. I think she likes her independence, and she has us all fooled. Mm-hmm. And we're all feeling like, well, where's the ring? Like, marry her, you know? And like, she's kind of just chilling and living in two houses and has an ex-husband and has a boyfriend. And I think she might like it this way, to be honest.
If it works for her. I mean, obviously we've been following your journey along for 11 seasons for so long. I mean, What is something new that we're going to learn about Melissa this season?
What you're going to learn new about me. I don't know if you're going to learn anything new about me. I think you're just going to learn that I don't hold back anymore. I don't worry about what other people think. I am just at such an independent part of my life where I'm so comfortable in my skin now, and I'm okay with people not agreeing with everything I say, even if it's my husband. Mm-hmm. So I just think that's just what's going to be different. I think everyone's very used to me kind of giving in, mm-hmm. and, I'm very level headed, and I'll always be that girl. You can't take that away from me, because that's really who I am. But I think I'm sick and tired of being the nice girl all the time. And I've learned to speak up.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Melissa laying down the law this season. all right. So before we wrap up, we have some of these co-star secrets, like I was telling you. So they're just rapid fire questions. So whatever comes to your mind and a little explanation why.
Okay.
So first one, who is always the life of the party?
I am me. That's me. I would definitely say I'm the party girl in the group.
I feel like everybody has said you so far. out of all the cast members, whose closet would you want to raid?
Jackie's.
Mm-hmm. How come?
I think that her and I, like, we have the most similar style, mm-hmm. out of all the girls on the show. I would say that, like, her and I would vibe the most, so I could probably find something to wear in her closet.
Definitely. If you could bring back someone from another season, who would it be and why?
Caroline Manzo. Mm-hmm. I just love her. She was another one that did not care. She told it like it was. She told the truth. She wasn't out there for the popular vote. She was just raw and real, and what she said made sense. And I love her, and I love her family.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people would agree with you on that one. Yeah. Who always causes the most drama?
I'm going to say Teresa. Yeah.
Especially this season?
Yes. Yes.
If you could trade places with one of your co-stars for a day, who would it be and what would you do?
I would say Margaret Josephs, definitely Margaret.
Who do you think you will be friends with forever once filming stops for good?
Margaret. We just have like a really close bond, mm-hmm. really close friendship. Jackie too, Teresa, obviously. But me and Margaret have like a really, we have a great relationship.
All right, well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, make sure you head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.